Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's the Neverland Podcast, episode 95.
Hooray! Welcome to Neverland.
I can start at the right and stay on until morning. Neverland.
Good morning, Neverland!
All right, so this is the Neverland Podcast 95, and we're doing some fall festival sort of things. Where are we going?
We're going to go to Lewisburg, and they have a cider press, and they have a festival. And so we're going to go to the festival.
Okay, so once again, though, this is your Spider Pan. Jeremy, of course, reminding you to take your pixie out of your pocket and sprinkle some pixie dust and come with us for some fall fun. And, of course, with me
is the Windy Nerd.
I'm Heather.
Yes. And we're going to have some other kind of fun. I'm going to record anything interesting today because I have no idea what to expect from this thing. But we do have some fun audio from Disneyland. Eric Warren, Lost Boy, Rhett Law. He was in Disneyland for a family reunion. And so, of course, we do have some audio from him. He did some fun rides and got some audio for us. Also, we'll go back and spend some more time with Tim Nidell and Gary from the Saturday Morning Rewind as they have even more audio from the, well, they didn't really go to Friends of the Magic, but they were there around D23 time, and they were kind of in the parks at about the same time, but they weren't part of Friends of the Magic. But we have some more audio from them. So we're going to listen to it all, and it should be a lot of fall fun as we're kicking off October. Yay!
Yay!
Well, to get started, I have some audio from Lost Boy Jesse as he was in Disneyland here recently, and he rode Space Mountain. And then also, Lost Boy Eric has sent us audio from Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy. So I thought it would be fun to play and listen to both and be able to compare the two. So here we go. Without further ado, let's join Lost Boy Jesse on Space Mountain.
Welcome back, space travelers.
Again!
And now we join Eric on Ghost Galaxy.
Yes.
All set up?
Well, so here we are, and so we've got our tickets for a corn maze. Now, if this was in Native American tongue, what would it be?
What?
A maze maze.
Haze the pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're no fun. Okay, so apparently there's a hayride, which we'll do. There's going to be a lot of video, probably, for this, that I will, of course, make sure we post to our Neverland YouTube channel. Oh, look, there's rules for the maze. Stay on the established maze paths. Don't cut through the corn or tape. Don't pick up, or throw any corn. No smoking or open flames, and no alcohol.
No open flames, no kidding.
Don't cut through the corn or tape and stay on the established path. I know somebody who doesn't obey that rule, and it's not me. But it is somebody who's been a part of the... You weren't here with me and the rest of some friends of ours. But he doesn't listen normally, but he's been on the show. But we would know who we're talking about. Oh, yes. Yes, Lost Boy Philip. He cut right through last time we went to one of these. Oh, but oh, look, farm animals. So.
And now let's join Tim and Gary from the Saturday Morning Rewind podcast, and they have another adventure in Disneyland that they are sharing with us, the Neverland listeners. Let's tune in and enjoy.
Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
Hello.
Oh, really? Okay. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It usually the line's wrapped around there. Yeah, we're already inside. This is a no clap zone.
A no what?
No clapping zone.
What is your status?
I like completely zoned out that he was here.
Extremely strong fusion power cell. Without themselves, will be powerless and at the mercy of Zerg. Star Command picked a fine time to send the new recruits. All right, you junior space rangers, listen up. Zerg is using the stolen battery cells to energize his secret weapon.
Disney has the best animatronics than anywhere else. No, it's perfect. Wow, it's not even 5 minutes. Maybe they don't have anything lower than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's gotta be it. That was like a 30-second walk. I'm glad we came then. I'm gonna beat your score though. They keep score. It's a game.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on. I've only been on it once, so I don't know all the secrets.
Right.
Maybe twice. Maybe 10, I don't know. Something. All right, it's on. Because we will hit our knee on a lot of rides. I'll control this.
So we just shoot
at the Zerg. That's right, I forgot. Sorry. Go, go, go! Keep shooting, keep shooting! Yes, sir!
Together we will defeat Buzz Lightyear.
didn't even see that. I'm not turning it now, it's doing it by itself. The aim actually works. I didn't notice that the sights actually work. The sights actually work on it. I didn't know it, so it's now. I think I won. I got 66,700. Gary got 46,200.
He cheated.
I cheated.
I don't know how, but he cheated.
I did control the car. I can spin us around. That was fun.
That was fun.
For a 30-second line.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. They need to shorten that. Yeah, see, that's an example of the ongoing moving carts.
Right.
Where they never stop for anybody.
Laser tag is fun, but when you bump it up to that level, it's even
better. That Zerg is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it made a sound.
Oh, it made a sound when I did it.
One of my favorite laser tag memories is I got an effective vest one time. So people could come up to me and point blank shoot me, and it wouldn't do it.
Wow. Oh, I love laser tag.
Yeah.
I did that. My friend and I, Eric. I'll give him a shout out, Eric Owings in Florida. Laser tag almost every weekend in Panama City and Tallahassee, Florida. We loved it and we were so good at it. We're both tall.
Right.
He's about your height. And I'm 6'4". And so some of the barriers we can reach over the walls and shoot down on the kids.
Nice.
You don't always hit them.
Right.
But it's definitely better than not being able to.
Right.
No, we loved it though. Bad thing is, when you do play against kids,
yeah,
if you're tall, your vest is right there, yeah, at their eye level.
Right.
And so it's pretty easy to shoot. I miss it. Man, I want to go right now, laser tag. Let's leave Disneyland and find a laser tag place.
Yeah, I've never played laser tag in California.
That's true. If there is even laser tag anymore. What time is it? I wonder how long this line is right here.
9:00.
Let's go. It's 5 minutes. I've never been on this ride. No. I don't know. For your hat, I wouldn't wear it. Because yours is worth more money than others.
Sure, costs a lot more.
Yep.
Wait, that's a bad selling point.
Yeah, so
but
this
it's one of a kind. So.
What is it? Orbital blasters, right? So that's how little I know about it.
Let's say yes.
They usually go on Dumbo, and Dumbo's about the same thing, but I'm sure this is faster than Dumbo.
Right.
So I'm actually going to videotape this one. I've never been on it.
Nice.
I need to videotape more anyway.
Yeah, I forgot my chest strap.
What?
For
your GoPro?
Yeah.
As long as you just hold it for Splash Mountain, that kind of stuff.
Sure, yeah. Which we'll probably ride that again when we come back, and I can bring the
we will.
Chest strap.
Yeah, I'm going that one multiple times. I say we can do Star Tours again, too.
Yeah.
Get a different route, yep. Route, whatever you pronounce.
To make your rocket ship fly higher, pull back on the control lever in front of it. Descend, just push the control.
Well, we can ride together.
Aww. You can hear my shouts of glee.
Yeah. Yep, 9 o'clock. Oh, today's Eric Owings' birthday. And I gave him a shout out.
Aww. Happy birthday, Eric.
Yeah, he doesn't listen, but oh well.
And this probably won't air on his birthday, but...
No, it sure won't.
He'll forever remember all the fun he wasn't having in his plan. I think we're going to have to get separate carts based on our legs.
You don't want to straddle? Because on Splash Mountain, you sure do.
Do you?
Your knees are right there. For me, at least. I can't even write pirates straightforward. I have to go sideways.
Fortunately for me, I have excellent knees, so not big.
Same thing with Haunted Mansion.
Fortunately for you, I guess that's true. But, yeah. I would have been smart to spring for the extra leg space in the airplane.
It was nice.
I was so uncomfortable the whole
time. Yeah, I bet. For you, I definitely would have.
Yeah, because I'm like... And the people in front of me kept trying to recline the seat.
Oh, my goodness. He did, too, for me, for the first flight, where I didn't have the extra room, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
But that flight was only about 45 minutes.
That's good. This airplane didn't even really have reclining seats, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
It was that little space in between. Sienna.
I don't think we're tall enough for this one. Now, speaking of Space Mountain, you're going to want to duck. You don't have to, but you're going to have the instinct of ducking because it's pitch black.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know anything about it.
No.
It's pitch black, and it's a roller coaster.
Okay.
And so your instincts are going to be to duck. But you're fine.
Right.
Of course, they would have had a couple of decapitations over the time, I think, if it wasn't fine.
Right. No, not yet.
I used to raise my hands for roller coasters until my hand hit a light pole one time at Busch Gardens on a roller coaster.
Wow.
So, no. If I can hit a light pole, that means I can probably hit other things.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
It wasn't going fast when I hit it.
Right.
But I figured if that's where they set the height level for certain things, it might be the whole ride.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so after this and after Space Mountain, we got 100% done in Tomorrowland.
Not bad for the first hour.
Not bad, yeah, seriously. I've always wondered how many home videos I'm on for coming in here.
Right.
I should tell them to sign a waiver and use my face.
Tim spots any videos of him on YouTube, he will sue. Right. And Bison take cameras.
Alrighty, how many rockets here?
One.
One rocket, you got it. How many rockets here?
Oh, sorry, he needs one too.
Oh, well, you'd like one? I thought maybe you
would. Nope, I don't think we'll fit.
No, alright. Two rockets for you guys? Alright, there you go.
Well, that could have been interesting.
That would have been interesting. That would have been a good photo op.
Camera case will have to come off your rocket.
Perfect. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Remain seated with your seatbelt fastened, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside. And please supervise younger pilots. To make your rocket ship fly higher, pull back on the control lever in front of you. Descend, just push the control lever forward. Thank you. Pilots, prepare for liftoff. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado y mantenga sus manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del cohete. Cuide a los pequeños pilotos. Gracias.
Thank you. There's Gary. Let's go higher. Whoa. Let's go lower. Mine's not going lower either. Okay, yeah, it is now. You gotta keep it forward for a long time.
Attention pilots, the rocket ships have initiated landing procedures. Please remain seated until your rocket ship comes to a complete stop. Follow the arrows to the flight deck. Happy landing.
Nothing in the pockets? Okay. Yeah, no, that was. Yep. Time for our Space Mountain.
Same thing, there's a Toy Story one in California.
And we'll walk by everybody, and they'll be jealous of us because we're going faster than them. How long was the wait? 60 when we were there?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what it is now. No, was it 30?
I think it was 30.
Maybe 30.
Got
yeah. I think it was 30. Now it's 25 here.
Wow.
Yep, everything's doubling.
Yep.
Let's get past them. Go, go, go. Oh, go, go, go. Yeah, see, now the line's out here. But when it gets busy, they open that door right there and you go inside there. And there's more line in there.
I saw another room, it looked like. Do they have two separate Star Tours rooms?
Oh, there's multiple ones.
Oh, okay.
There's like four going up at the same time.
Oh, okay. That explains how they move so quickly.
Yep. That's still in 30. That's very surprising. Oh well, that's one less line we have to worry about. But I guarantee it's not 30, this one always lies. One time we went on it when it said 60, and it was like an hour and a half, maybe almost 2 hours.
Oh, there's the sign.
Yeah. All right, so let's get your ticket out. Get your fast pass out. Yes, these people. Fast return. You? Yeah. Usually that's all wrapped up around here. And it ends right there. Look at that.
Thank you and have a great flight.
All personnel, clear the launch platform.
I might.
This is Space Venture. Radio is on. Roger. LV standby.
Welcome, space travelers. Space Mountain is a thrilling, high-speed, turbulent roller coaster type ride. Dark
and yep, you do. It's not like you can see anything anyway, but...
Right.
Now, do you want to get wet on Splash Mountain?
Yeah, that's fine.
You should go in front row, then.
You would get the pick?
You can. I have. Your knees. That's not gonna fit. It does fit. Woohoo! Yeah, just hold on to it.
Brazos, pies, piernas, mentón y cuete. Cuide los pequeñitos. Gracias.
Is that your water?
That must be. Wow.
I tried to give you the bunny ears, but the camera went off at the end, so let's see if it worked.
Okay.
I don't think I caught it in time, though.
It might look like you're just making a pass.
I know. It probably does. Do we get out? No. Almost had it. You had taller shoulders than Becky does, so I couldn't quite get around.
That was really cool.
Yeah, so let's get quieter when we can talk about it. I was going to tell you, but I didn't want to tell you. Uh-huh. How they really mislead you with the lights on what direction you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't tell me.
Yep.
I was like bobbing and weaving with my head though.
I was ducking. Yeah. almost at one point where I almost hit my nose on the rail when it dipped. I know we're fine, but still just your instinct is to duck.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if I was 5'10", I'd be ducking too.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on a roller coaster or anything like that. I've been on crazier roller coasters, but not in pitch black.
Sure, yeah. That's
and I think if you ever saw it in the light, I would hate it probably. Yeah. Like after that, knowing what it looks like inside there. And the cool thing about Halloween time is they put ghosts flying around in Halloween time.
Is there actually water spraying, or was that like tears flying out of my eye?
I don't think there's water. Yeah, I don't think there was.
It's only on like this side of my face, so I guess like my eye was irritated by the wind.
Or you're just crying with excitement.
That's possible too. I had a goofy grin on pretty much. Too.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Okay, wait time. Jungle Cruise. You wouldn't hit this one, it's really low because it can be... Wow. Let's go. Because it can be an hour.
Okay.
So 5 minutes is amazing. And I love this ride. I love it. Wow, this is short. It's not even 5 minutes. And it can get hot in here too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's good that we're going through now. This is usually the ride we hit first when we come as a family because of the wait time.
Right.
Because when you don't come here, it's all wrapped around up there for the wait. Last night when I came, it was about a 35-40 minute wait. And that was during the fireworks. Or right before the fireworks, when they're lining up.
Might
Yeah, I've never had one either. Or get a turkey leg. They're huge.
Oh, yeah?
It'll feed you for the whole day. And it's like $10, I think.
Wow.
I think when I had one, it was. But it doesn't taste like turkey. To me, it tastes like ham. But it's some kind of meat. I hear it's emu. That's what I've heard.
Really?
It's huge. I mean, the meat is huge. And yeah, it's on a bone.
I built it myself, fine Washington timbers. No. How dare you, sir, supporting your American team? That's great. Who's your team? Oh, German team, Bundesliga, huh? We're a British operation here, so I'm sorry. Although Ackerman Stanley, big fan of the chair boys, right, Alexa? Yep, all right. Turn around, wave goodbye. You will never see those folks ever again. Get one last good look back then. Okay, you probably never saw them before anyway. No big deal. Exactly right. It's all right. It's brief acquaintance. On behalf of the Jungle Navigation Company, I'd like to personally welcome y'all on board the world's famous jungle cruise. My name is, what they give me today, Ryan. Wow, that is so much better than yesterday, let me tell you. I think it's Irish, so I'll go with that. Top of the morning to you. Be your skipper, your tour guide, your dance instructor, your shuffleboard pro, your event planner. If you don't laugh at my jokes, your swim instructor. That nervous laughter, I'll take it for the next 3 weeks. Woo! Did they tell you 3 weeks? Oh yeah, 3 weeks. A month? Oh, well, if we're lucky. It depends on which way I go, how close to the volcano and stuff. Yeah, I know. We'll slow down a little bit. I'll make sure we see some cool things. There's some animals out here. You know, I'm assuming that's why you're here, right? Animals? See animals on the jungle cruise? It makes sense. Yeah, really? You don't have any pets at home? Oh my goodness, yeah, you do need some. That'd be good. You have trees and rocks at home? We have those too. Okay, you don't need any of those. Just pets. We'll see what we can find out here. All right, here's an ancient Cambodian shrine. It's our first jungle landmark here. Oh, right there. Take a look. About one of those right there. El Tigre. So Chinese tiger. You can tell by the stripes plus the fact that we are in Indochina. Should back up a little bit here. Do you guys know why tigers have stripes? Do you know? Because they don't want to be spotted. Oh, did you see a cobra? Oh, man. Not yet. Oh, they usually travel in packs of threes. Hopefully there's not one on the boat yet. Oh, man. All right. Look up ahead here. Wow, okay. This is pretty amazing. There's a whole herd of elephants over here. We don't always see any elephants, much less a whole herd of them, practically unheard of. Yeah, feel free. Take all the pictures you want. It's okay. They all have their trunks on today. Always got to check. You never know. Frolicking and cavorting in the water. Oh yeah, there's Little Squirt. Everybody say hi, Little Squirt.
Hey, Little Squirt.
Now, did you guys know in the wild, many baby elephants like that can grow up to 4 feet? Did you know that? By comparison, most humans can only grow up to 2. Isn't that amazing? Science, the wonders of the animal kingdom. Okay, we're gonna keep going. Whoa! Whoa! What was that? Let's get closer, shall we? I just want to see this. Might be dangerous. Oh well. Wamable. That means holy monkey. Look at this. Gorillas have overtaken this camp. They've gone bananas. Look at that over there. Oh my goodness. People are out on safari. I don't know where they are, but man, I'll never get turned over in the morning. Woo! A lot of excitement out here on the jungle cruise. Probably we're not expecting that from the jungle cruise. Excitement is all things.
Many.
Then there's the gorilla over there. Beautiful Schweitzer Falls. Here we go. Schweitzer Falls. Oops, cut a little close. Hold on. Whoop. Schweitzer Falls. Sorry about that. Named after the world famous doctor, explorer, and humanitarian, Dr. Albert Falls. Of the Falls family, you may have heard of him. African bull elephant. Amazing. Highly intelligent creatures. They can learn tricks. It's pretty amazing. We've been teaching this guy over here a lot. Speak louder. En español? Si se puede. Not bad, right? Hardest part is getting them to conjugate the verbs, but they can do it. It's amazing. The wonders of the animal kingdom. All right, finally we've reached the African veldt here. Take a look. So far from civilization, means more animals. Yeah, stripy horses, skinny buffaloes, long-necked cheetahs, lions over here. Aww. They're protecting the sleeping stripy horse. Aww. He looks dead. Dead tired. Let him rest his case. We'll keep going. Yeah, exactly. You guys see that? It's amazing. Incredible. How'd they get there? There's like a million rocks on that beach. Wow. I made it count. Incredible. Things you see out in the jungle. It's amazing. Over here. Oh, man. Okay. I don't want to alarm you. There's some hippos here. Very territorial creatures. This appears to be a nesting area. Oh, this is not good. As long as you don't get too close. Okay, right there. He's coming right at us. I'm going to use his gun and scare him off. Cover your ears. Yeah, cover your ears, please. All right, that should have scared off the ones in the trees. What's the water? Not so much. Tree hippos. Those are the ones you got to watch out for. Right? They're green, about the same size. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, I made a wrong turn here. That's actually the remains of my last crew. Yeah, good news and bad news. Good news is we're not lost. I've been here before. Bad news, yeah, it's headhunter territory. Terrible place to be headed. Yeah. There they are right there. Spears. Yikes. Too cool on, they didn't notice us. There's a big old boat here? Huh. Well, that's not a question. We're going to keep going. Blindly upriver. Oh, it was an ambush. Of course it was. Everybody get down. They're throwing spears.
Look at me. Spears.
You okay? You're going to get hit by a spear, did you? If you did, please throw it back. There's no free souvenirs here. I'm sorry. All right. Well, I'll make it up to you. Here's the moment you have all been waiting for. The spectacular, the colossal, the eighth wonder of the world. Get your cameras up, get your children up. There it is, the much ballyhooed, much talked about, much speculated, much inquired, much heralded, much anticipated pinnacle of the jungle experience. The crescendo of the cruise, the incredible, illustrious, inconceivable. Without any further ado, without any further yielding the lily, I give you now the magical, marvelous, magnum opus of creation. The people travel from the ends of the earth, the corners of the globe, the edges of creation to witness the sight you see on your children. Oh, we're on it. No time for what I was going to show you. Let's get out of here. Where'd they come from? Deadly man-eating piranhas. Ladies, kids, I think you're safe. They appear to be man-eating. Oh, man, you're right. There's a snake there in that tree. It gets worse. Snake in that tree. H-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love. Then a 60 issue. You probably keep going. Yeah. Well, finally, a friendly face. My good friend trader Sam. Hello, Sam. He's the head salesman of the jungle. Business has been shrinking due to some massive overhead. I'm offering you folks a special deal today. Two of his heads for one of yours. Anyway, you slice it, you took him out ahead. So, you know, they want to take him up. If you got any extra kids, put him to use. Finally. All right. And, okay, there it is. After 3 weeks, we've reached civilization. Congratulations, you've survived the world's famous jungle cruise. Wow. Incredible. Statistically improbable. You've done it. Congratulations. Please keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat. Remain seated. Watch your kids. Manos, brazos, pies, y piernas inside the boat. Remain seated. Watch your kids. Donka Shane. Here's Corey and Floor. Together, they are known as Flory. So that's why. Easier, it saves on paperwork and ink costs. And it's one person. You only have to pay them as one person. That's the nice thing. All right. Congratulations, you survived. Don't press your luck. Off the seats on your feet.
Thank you.
Have a lovely evening. Thank you for joining us today.
Do you have a map of the... Okay.
Oh, as you know, I'm sorry. Come back a little later.
Perfect. Thank you. There's a map of the route where I've never picked up. The people don't know you can get. You just go to the main thing afterwards and ask for a map.
Gotcha.
Just trying to get more free souvenirs. Even though he said no free souvenirs. So he was pretty good. He's not my favorite. I do find for some reason women are better on it than men. I don't know why. Maybe it's because you can hear them more. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen up, all you cartoon lovers out there. Make sure to check out the Saturday Morning Rewind podcast to hear exclusive interviews with your favorite cartoon characters from the past and present. If you were a fan of Thundercats, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Ninja Turtles, or Darkwing Duck, Saturday Morning Rewind is the show for you. Join Tim each month as he interviews the voices behind the characters. Find them on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and online at SaturdayMorningRewind.com.
A big thanks to Lost Boys Eric and Jesse for submitting some Disneyland audio from Friends of the Magic and also from Eric's family reunion.
And thanks to Tim and Gary from Saturday Morning Rewind for their contribution.
Yes, for also sharing some Disneyland audio. And of course, we had a good time with doing our kind of a new thing for us to go into a cider festival. We went through the maze.
Yeah, it's a corn maze.
Well, it's a corny joke, but it's still a maze. We picked out a pumpkin, right from a pumpkin patch. But what are some fun things you guys like to do for fall? Yeah, send us an email.
At podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
And remember to keep a pixie in your pocket, which of course by that we mean that young at heart and good attitude, and share some pixie dust with someone else with a friendly smile or a handshake. It's just that simple. But until next week, say goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye, Heather.
You made a corny joke, too.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. We love to hear from you on twitter.com/neverlandpodcast and facebook.com/neverlandpodcast. Leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492 and send email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Join us next week and we'll once again go to Disney and beyond. The Neverland Podcast is copyright Blue Band Productions and all original content belongs to the same. Other content is copyright of their respective creators and is used under Creative Commons license.
Good night, Neverland!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.